Episode 5, What We Were Taught Growing Up. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Andra L. Crawford. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Empowerment Podcast. So the topic for the month of July is willingness to welcome a different belief system. So it is so important that your brain kind of is open to even listening to a different point of view, if you will. So before we really dive in, the Bible verse for this month is from Proverbs. And it is found in chapter 14, verse 15. The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. So it is, because it's so easy to, you know, just listen to what everyone else has to say about what you should be doing, how you should lead your life. Keywords, you and your, not them and theirs. So I chose that verse because of the beginning, how it says, the simple believe anything. The simple allow the outside forces of family and, you know, being comfortable in your community you grew up in and your friends and who aren't growing at, you know, like you are, for example, to keep them simple and to keep them where they are, which means no growth, which means that mindset stays the same. So for this week, the subtopic for this week is what we were taught growing up. I don't know about you guys and how many of y'all grew up, but I know for me, I mean, I grew up in a blue collar home, family, if you will. My grandfather owned a construction business for 40 years. This is important later. And, my mom had a really, pretty good job with a dentist. She was a dental assistant for him for 35 years. And, you know, very insistent on my sister and I, who's 12 years my senior, so she's like mom number two for me, but she was very insistent on both of us going to college. It was never a question of if, it was a question of where. Which, you know, okay, that's fine, because I greatly enjoyed my, well, let's leave out greatly. I enjoyed my college experience. It really shaped me into the woman I am today, even though many of those beliefs and ideas I no longer believe. thank you to the openness to change my mindset, which, you know, like I said, we will definitely dive into much more as my episodes go on. But I was taught that the key to being successful was you go to college, you start your career, you get married, you have kids. In that order, that's it. No deviating, right? You secure a good job, and by good, it means, you know, every 2-week check and good health and retirement benefits. And it's steady, and, you know, there's no guessing. There's no, you know, oh my God, are you going to get paid this week? Or, you know, things like that. It is just cut and dry. This is how it's supposed to be. And this is the key to success. Do it. So If any of you know me in real life, you know that I am not the just take the pill and do it kind of person. So for me, I went so far off the rails from that idea that, you know, and frankly, I'm still off the rails, I guess. I'm still the white sheep of the family, if you will. But I mean, my career has always been, for the most part, working for myself, in terms of being an independent contractor, where I worked on different political campaigns through my 20s and lived all over the country working on different political campaigns and for different political organizations. And nothing about my journey has been in that mindset. The only thing that I ticked off correctly was the go to college. My career has been so unorthodox that my family just thinks that I am absolutely bonkers crazy. So I really enjoy that, actually, because being normal has never been appealing to me. Living in a box has never been appealing to me. And I have been and am determined to see my dreams fulfilled, which do not include me living in a box according to someone else's comfort zone. I should say comfort level. So, for me, at present, actually, I am an entrepreneur and I own two businesses by myself, two businesses with my fiance, so that's four, plus a nonprofit. Everything that I'm doing right now is exactly what I envisioned in my 20s. It is not, let me start. I don't know what I'm trying. I know what I'm trying to say. I received the vision for what it is that I'm doing right now from God in my 20s. However, what it looks like is not what I thought it would look like. I don't know if that makes sense. Because right now, I live in Michigan away from my fiance. We have started our businesses 717 miles away from each other while raising our 2.5-year-old son together, which all of this comes to an end in 29 days. I don't think y'all know how exciting that is, but we will talk more about that in a future podcast as well. But everything that I'm doing right now, I received the vision in my 20s at some point during my political work in some way, shape, or form. I always knew I would have a nonprofit. I didn't know that it would be Black Mothers Association and that I would be planning a conference to host in the late winter, early spring of 2020. I didn't know that I would co-own a manufacturing business that makes a microphone accessory. I knew I wanted to own a business, but I just didn't know that would be what it is. I should say the product that it would be. I wanted to have my own consulting business, but I didn't know that I would switch political parties and have such opportunities open to me because I was now walking in the way that God ordained for me, and not in my way, not in my mother's way, not in my sister's way or my grandmother's way, in the way that God ordered for me, had ordained for me since before I was conceived in my mother's womb. I didn't know that it would be like this. I didn't know that Oh, hallelujah. I didn't know that I would also co-own another business, a film production company. I didn't know that that's the kind of business it would be. I just knew, again, I wanted to own a business. I didn't know anything about managing a business. I didn't know anything about what it is that I'm doing right now until I went through the very curvy, wayward road of my political career in my 20s, where I learned about management, where I learned about how to raise money for projects and candidates and organizations, where I learned how to manage people and myself and us together. That actually came later in my retail management career. I did retail management on the side, between campaign seasons, and even when I initially moved to Birmingham, Alabama back in 2012, I did retail management for 2 years. I didn't know that everything that I have been doing since I turned 21, that was when I got on my first political campaign, was 21 years of age in undergrad at Western Michigan University, that all of this would set me up for where I'm at right now, professionally. I didn't know that I would start a mindset coaching business. What was that? 6 months ago, I didn't know that I was going to do this, but I knew that my mindset had changed so incredibly much that I had to share how to do it because I had figured it out. I figured it out. I took the initiative to figure it out. I know that I needed to share my message of how to do it with whoever would listen and whoever wants to listen, whoever wants to change their mindset, whoever wants to board your own road, be the person who God created you to be, not who your mother thinks you should be, not who your best friend Becky thinks you should be, not who your sister or your brother thinks you should be, because they're not strong enough, they're not brave enough, courageous enough to follow their own dreams. Think about that. But you are, because you're listening to this podcast right now. So that means you want to make a change. Let's do it. It all starts. It doesn't matter how you were raised. It doesn't matter what the environment was. I was raised in suburban Detroit. Metro Detroit is what they call it. My fiance is from a small town in Alabama. Do you know there are so many different ways that my career could have went where I would not have ever met him? So I am thankful for every experience that I have had in these 36 years that have led me to meeting him on December 5th, 2015. Period. Nothing I'm doing right now is what my family wants. I don't care. Again, white sheep. If you see me, you know why I call myself a white sheep, because I am a black woman. Anyway, but you guys, do it. No matter where you come from, you can do this, because God created you to do something very specific for him, to grow his kingdom. Let's go. Let's do it. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Empowerment Podcast. You can always reach me via email, AndraLEmpowerment@gmail.com. Send me your questions. Send me your comments. Let me know you like my podcast. Share my podcast. Please give me 5 stars on Apple. Leave comments. Please let me know that you guys like it. What else? Love you guys. Have a good one. Bye.